Hey, it's Jonathan Matoshnik. I got the question, and I've only got it once, but I'm going to answer it, and that is, how do you get everything done? I'm involved in a number of different companies, and I have a lot of things going, and so the individual realizes that and had asked, you know, how do you get it all done? So I'll just give you a couple things. You may or may not be interested in this, but So I have to balance a number of companies and the expectations of the companies and every business I'm involved in. I have business partners, and some people don't like that. I happen to like all my business partners, so it works out quite well for me. We all have separate skills and abilities, and so we all bring something else to the table, so I'm accountable to them. I'm married. I've got kids. Obviously, I've got commitments and accountabilities there as well, so there is a lot going on, and things are busy. So here are the few of the things that I've learned. I don't have all the answers. I'm still trying to figure it out. So if I can give you one piece of advice that I've learned, and again, take everything I say with a grain of salt. You gotta do it for yourself and figure it out and try different things and see what works for you. But if I've learned any one thing, you're gonna hear all these gurus running around talking about, you know, you've gotta, yeah, if your time's worth $150 an hour, then don't do anything that's worth more than $150 an hour, or less than $150 an hour, sub it out. That's genius advice if you have the money, but most guys starting out their businesses, or most guys even running $1 million, $2 million businesses that are taking a salary and putting it all back in their business, don't just have lots of money laying all over the place where you can just hire any old person to do everything for you. It doesn't really work that way. Reality is that you've got to do some stuff yourself. At every level of your business, your responsibilities are evolving, your skill set's evolving, you're changing in terms of what you've got to know and learn. And yes, as you progress, you do want to sub out as much as you can. So this gets into delegation. Try to delegate as much as you can. Try to delegate as much as you can to other people. That's the key to getting a lot of stuff done. But don't beat yourself up and feel too terribly guilty when there are some things you can't delegate. I think there's a little bit of value in understanding what's going on in your business. So for instance, if you're like me and you're trying to grow a business from a very young, small company up into something in the millions of dollars a year in revenue, and I've been involved in companies that have exceeded well over $10 million a year in annual revenue, and those companies were $1 million, they were a completely different company than when we were $10 million, and what you have to do at $10 million in annual revenue versus $1 million, totally different. What you delegate is totally different. But what I was going to say is that at $1 million, I had to learn lessons, and at $2 million, I had to learn, and at $5 million, I had to learn. My role changed and there were things I had to learn. And if I had delegated every single little thing out, I would have never learned the lessons. I would have never been able to hire the right people, and I would never have understood what it takes to be a $10 million business. The businesses I'm involved in now, it's all true. And every business is different. There's things I've got to learn. Once I get a grasp for them, then I can figure out how to systematize them and put a procedure behind them or put technology solution behind them to standardize them, to make them happen all the time the same way. I can never learn that stuff unless I do it initially. And then once I get a grasp for it, I can figure out who's the right person to hire for this. Who's the right person to give this to? How can it be done better? Once I do that, then I'm ready to delegate. So first and foremost, learn to delegate. Learn not to do everything, but get a feel for, you know, how to do some of this stuff in your business yourself so that you understand how to measure and hold the people accountable that you hire to do this stuff. Whether that's a contractor that only does it 3 hours a week or it's a full-time employee that's taking over some of the work that you've done. The biggest reason I can do as much as I do is I don't work in the field. I'm not in the lawn care business. I don't mow. I don't landscape. I don't design. I don't hardly do much selling anymore. I've moved to the point where I'm building the company. I'm building the business. If I was doing all the sales, if I was answering phones, and if I was doing any of the work, it'd be impossible to build the business. So I don't do that stuff anymore. I've moved out of all of those roles. Unless you're willing to move out of those roles, you'll never be able to get a lot done. It's impossible. You'll be too busy earning the revenue of the company. You'll be too busy doing work that only pays $30 and $50 and $60 and $80 an hour, meaning that's all you could ever make is $60, $80 an hour. And I know that's good money, but if you want to make $200, $300, $400 an hour, if you want to make a lot of money, you cannot be doing those jobs. So that gets into the point that a lot of gurus make. That is a good mindset. Make sure that you're working on high value activities. So learn a role, kind of get a feel for it, and you don't have to learn everything about it. You don't have to you don't have to be perfect at it, but just kind of learn the basics of your business, get a feel for your business, and delegate those tasks. As soon as you have money, get rid of some more of the stuff that you're responsible for that you're doing every day and move up the ranks in your business. That's how you grow. So how do I get stuff done? Delegation. When I'm a young business, there's a lot I can't delegate. I have to do a whole lot of stuff that is, in a sense, below me, I guess you'd say. Or it's $15 an hour work that I shouldn't be doing, but I've got to do some things when I'm starting a new business because there's no money and there's nobody else to do them. So you're going to run into the same problem. After that, I really think the keys are keeping a to-do list. So I keep a to-do list. I've probably got 170 things on my to-do list right now. And I prioritize it, and so I'll read my to-do list, and I'll pull the next 10 things I'm going to do, and I write them up on a whiteboard on my wall. I work off the 10 things, and then I look at my list after I've done those 10 things, and I pull the next high priorities off. I try not to look at my list again until I've done those things. Now, in the meantime, priorities pop up, fires pop up, things pop up that get in the way that I've got to handle, and I do those. If possible, anything that's not a priority, I just add it to the to-do list and I ignore it as best I can, focus on the 10 things I wrote on my board, I get them done, then I go back and reevaluate my to-do list. That's kind of how I work. I don't have a complicated system. I just use an Excel spreadsheet, tracks everything I need to do. I also have an idea list. Every idea I have, I write it down. So I have an iPhone. Every idea I have, I just put it in my iPhone and then I put it in my Excel spreadsheet when I'm back in front of my computer. I probably have 400 or 500 running ideas right now. They could be new businesses, new business ideas, new things to do in our businesses, and I just keep a running list. Every once in a while, I go through my idea list and I pull stuff out that become the priorities for the next month or next year or get delegated to other people. So again, I just keep a running to-do list. It's a long list. Half the stuff I put on my list, after about 3 months when it's not done, I scan that list and I just delete half of it. It's the greatest thing ever. Half the stuff that you think is important in the moment is completely unimportant. You drop it on your to-do list. A month or two later, it's not been done. And you think, that wasn't even important anyway, and then you just delete it. So those are the best things. So I delete a lot of stuff that just doesn't need to get done, and reevaluate my list every so often. Once I finish the main items that I've put up on my board, work those items off, and go back and reevaluate my list. Energy level wise, hands down, if you're not working out, good luck. I mean, if you're not working out and eating right, there's just no way you'll run at peak performance. So I work out and I eat very healthy. I think it's critical. My wife does the same. My kids do the same. It's made all the difference in our family. It's very easy for me to slip into a routine of skipping my workouts. And every time I do, I can tell a huge difference. I've gone for a couple years at a time without working out. I've slipped out of it. And I tend to be someone that really likes to work out. I do a lot of athletic stuff. I like that stuff. But because I'm so busy and I'm so driven to build the businesses and I love what I'm doing, that it's real easy for me to cut back on my working out, and I pay for it every time. My energy level, my production goes way up if I'll eat right, drink plenty of water, and work out. Huge. That's just imperative. Other big ideas. This is number one. Good employees. If you're to the point of hiring people in your company, man, if you hire the wrong people, they will suck the life out of you. They will suck the life out of your employees. They'll suck the life out of your customers, and your customers will fire you. It is imperative to hire good people. If you're getting a business partner, man, you had better be picking a stud of a business partner, because they will drain you if they're not good. They will wear you out. It's like being married. If you go into business with somebody and after 2 years they stress you out, wear you out, your business is done unless you address that issue, unless you find a different business partner, unless you guys separate, or unless you guys talk it out and reconcile it. So extreme caution getting business partners. Extreme caution hiring. We have almost hired so many guys out of desperation that would have been so bad for our business. I mean, think about this. If you hire an employee and they are not great, they will drive away your clients. So let's say you hire an employee and they're great to you. You're the boss, but they're a jerk to their fellow employees. They think they're something special. They, you can just go down the list of traits, of personality traits. If they wear out your employees, they will drive away your very best employees, or they'll create an environment that's no longer creative, that's no longer energetic. They'll just, one person could suck the life out of 20 people. I have seen it so many times. You've got to be very, very careful with employees. Employees are how you delegate and how you get stuff done and how you get a lot of the burden off of you. But boy, if you hire the wrong employee, they will put so much burden on you. They will suck the life out of you and they'll drive away all your best people. So critical, critical. That's how you get a lot done. The very, very, very best people. Be willing to fire fast. And I'll tell you, I have not been that person so many times. I have put it off because I want to help people get better and it's been nothing but pain. So I am really improving in this area in terms of hiring the best people and getting rid of losers fast. And that may be loser people, but I mean losers in terms of they were a bad choice, a bad hire. So be very careful in your hiring. It'll make all the difference in your life. If you hire very, very good people, they will make you. They will make your company. You don't even have to be that good of a business owner. If you choose the right employees, there will be very little management, very little oversight needed, and they will make your company. They will take you to the next level whether you want to go there or not. You just have to stay out of the way. So those are only a few of the keys, but those are some big keys to getting a lot done and doing a lot of things and having a lot of balls in the air. Hope that helps.